Parshas Shlach, and we're going to go into now the idea of Parshas Tzitzis. We saw last week the idea of Nesochim and Chala. Now we'll continue into the Parshas Tzitzis. And right after the Parshas Nesochim and Chala, the Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur on Avodah Zorah, right? And on Avodah Zorah, we know that the Chiddush Pasuk says Chatas without an Aleph, to tell that every time Chatas is before Oila, Oila is Chatas before Oila, this is the only case that Oila is before Chatas. That's why it's missing an Aleph, that Chatas is not a Shoina. So the Gurarian, in Badmir, Peret Ezvov, Oschaf Aleph, in the Kliyokar, in Peret Ezvov, Pasuchav Dalet, goes to explain, to say why. Why take here the Oila is before the Chatas? It says, because the Oila is Mechaper al Machshov Asalev. Every time in every avir, machshava salev makes no difference, right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is that doesn't punish for the machshava, only for the mindset. And vadas pays for the machshava, so that comes with Torah's doyren. But by here, by machshav, by avodah zorah, the Gemara says that the machshava Kodesh Baruch Hu is metzaref lemaaseh, right? Primar aleichem. So therefore, you have to bring a kapara on the machshava also. And since the machshava comes before the mindset, that's what you do here, right? That you do hear the machshava before the ma'ase. And the Meshech Chochma explains that that's the Gemara in Hurius. The Gemara in Hurius tries to explain that when they came from Bayi Sheni and they brought korbonis, was Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur, and that was a Hirosho. And the Gemara says, why? Because they brought a lot of oilas instead of like the korbon oila, as it is in the Parshas Helem Dovah. So Meshech Chochma, how do you know? Maybe they were oilas in the Dova. So the Meshech Chochma, because there the oila was also brought before the Korban Chatas. So if the oila before the Korban Chatas is specifically the oila of Avodah Zorah, because they are the Gabi Machshova. So that makes a lot of sense. Once you understand why the oila is not that every oila comes before the Chatas of Avodah Zorah, specifically the oila of. So the question is two things. Number one, why is the parsha of Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur Shel Avodah Zorah here? Should it be in the parsha of Avodah Zorah? Meaning that's the what you call it. That should have been there. And here the pasuk comes to stress the chatas comes after oila. Why specifically in this parsha? No, it might make sense, but that should have been in the parsha of Avodah Zorah or the parsha of Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur. Why is this coming right after the parshas of Chala and Nesochim? Now the Bekoishish. The Mekoshesh, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara by the Mekoshesh. The Gemara says, the question is also, what's the Mekoshesh doing here? So the Gemara Mekoshesh and the Sanhedrin, the Gemara goes to explain that they knew that the Mekoshesh, when they didn't know what Misa, or what you call it, Mayasel, Lo Poirish Mayasel, they didn't know what to do with him. So the Gemara, they knew that Chayiv Misa, because the Pasuk says, right, Bechalei Amos Yomos. But they did not know what Misa it was. So Tois asks a question, and says, one second, maybe the Misa was Chenek. Because Shtam Misa Shabbat Torah, we know that Shtam Mitzvahs, if there is a Misa, there is Chenek. Now, everybody asks the Kash, or the Posh the Kash, the answer to Tois is, the Mitzvah is only Chenek, if there is Shtam Misa, and it's not explained what, you assume that it's Chenek. But by here, the Torah was not given. Like the Gurari says, the Torah was not given finally. Or like the Miskrov. So the idea is that it's not the Pshat, is that here is a Stam Misa. It's a Misa that was not yet explained. So that's why they did not assume that it was Chenek, because it was still missing. It's not a Stam Misa, but Torah. But Torah doesn't assume that. Torah asks, why didn't they assume that this was a Stam Misa? So Tosfos says, because we know the Mechal Shabbos before Hetzel Zadin of Avodah Zorah. So they thought that here you'll be punished like Avodah Zorah, and Avodah Zorah is Kila. So asks the Reb Kmeger and give him a shas. So when the Pasuk says that you should go ahead and give him Skila, maybe the Pasuk is telling you should give him Skila mitzad Avodah Zorah, before Hetzel only. So how do you know the Misa is Betzina, if that's not Avodah Zorah? So that's the kasha of. So the Berchon Kavishul Mabasa Davushin Vav says no, because the pasuk says in the pasuk here says Mechaleya Moisiumas. So if it says Mechaleya Moisiumas, it doesn't distinguish between Bitzoina and Ben. So it's only one Misa. So therefore, they thought that since Mechal Shabbos Befarhesi is a din of Avodah Zorah, so all of mechil Shabbos is a din of misa v'avodah zara, even betzina. Even though betzina is not completely k'avodah zara to become a mumar, but it's still in the parsha of avodah zara and therefore should be chiyuv skila. And in achinami, when the pasuk says that get skila, maybe it's mitzad avodah zara shaboy. And if you look at the Ritvo, the Klichem, that says the same idea, Pasha Spin, Chois Beis, Dibur Amaschel Lachen, and the Ritvo in Bobasa, the Kuf Tesmot Beis, Dibur Amaschel Aval, also says the same idea, that the idea was that this is a Parsha of Avoy Dezora. So it is not a Parsha, it's a Parsha of Avoy Dezora. And the question is, if it's a Parsha of Avoy Dezora, why is this Chidush, the Shabbos, as a Din of Avoy Dezora, Dafka here? So it comes out that the chidush HaTorah is that Vival that is b'machshava, so it has a din of avodah zarah, and Vival that even betzina, even though only befarhes you amum al avodah zarah, but you have a din of avodah zarah even here. And the question is, why do you have to say that specifically here, right after the parsha of Chal and Nesachim? That bekuishes. It comes out, kum taroz, kum to toisus. This is the chidush of what you call it. Of the Parshas Bekoishish, that the Mechal Shabbos is a din of the Avodah Zarah, and the Oynish is a lot of the Avodah Zarah. Why is the Chiddush that here? Now, the Parshas Tzitzis in Chelet, Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis goes to explain, he says, what's the Loshon Tzitzis? The Loshon Tzitzis says, the Rambam is Knafa Beger, there's an extension of the Beger, to Lev Kmo Tzitzas Rishi. And the mitzvah is to put Tcheles around it, to Lakach, to Ptil Tcheles, and to put it around it. So, and Sefer HaMitzvahs goes to explain in the Klal Yudalev to say Lechoira usually two mitzvahs, Tcheles and Tfilin Shlad Veshlosha, two separate mitzvahs. If one is not Me'akev the other, that considers two separate mitzvahs. Why isn't Tcheles and Lovin the same mitzvah? It says, why are they the same mitzvah? So the Rambam explains the reason why they are the same mitzvah is because the reason why they are the same mitzvah, Tcheles and Lovin, because both of them have the same kavon, Urise, Moise, Uzchartem. So it comes out that they are the same mitzvah. So Zog the Rambam, they're considered the same mitzvah because both are coming to the same idea. But the interesting part of it is that from the Rambam is mashma, that even though they come from the same reason or the same idea they come, but there's a very big difference. That the tzitzis is mashma, that's a chelef of the beged, and that's the mitzvah. And the tchel, I'm sorry, the lovet is a tzitzis, also the extension of the beged, this knafa beged, and the tchel is a din on the tzitzis. It's much more that's a derivative. It's so much more that's a derivative that the Sfasem says that the Rambam, if you look at this, the Gemara says that tchel is a me'akev is a lovet, and the lovet is a me'akev is a tchel. So the Rambam paskens, very different than the Gemara, but that's how the Rambam says the Gemara, that tcheles and meakev is a lovan, that if you have only lovan and not tcheles, you put lovan and not tcheles. So the other one, that tcheles, a lovan is named meakev et tcheles, doesn't say the Rambam that if there's no lovan, you put tcheles. The Rambam says if you put lovan and then tcheles, and the lovan is girdumim got cut, you still have the mitzvah at tcheles. Why doesn't he explain the same kivun? The same way that lovan you have without tcheles. Maybe you have tcheles without lovan. But the idea is very simple, because the tchelis is a derivative of the loven, right? So it's so much so that then lechoyra that answers the kasha of the Shai Gesar in Simon Lamed Beis, Bura Maschev, Tzorachiyun, he has the kasha, he says, why, if the erachanam tchelis namakat the loven, but why do you put a baggage of arba kanfes to come and now to need to be oines on the business of tchelis? You should not do it, right? Why should you put yourself into a matzav that you cannot be mekayim tcheles if you have the loven? So what's the idea? So Rabbi Rucham Perle in Esse Zayin, Dibur Maschev of Nam, page 172, says the reason is because the loven is bigger than the tcheles. Because the loven, we know that the Rambam is mashma, that's a bigger mitzvah than the tcheles. So the esse of the loven is doiched the esse of the tcheles. Because here, if you don't have a tcheles, you are going to be not be able to be mekayim. So blabs the esse doiched esse, and the esse of loven is more choshev. But it's not mashma that he has the esse doiched esse. But according to this, what you just said, makes a lot of gewaldige thing that the chiyuv beged and the chiyuv mitzvah is mitzvah loven. The tcheles is only a din on the loven. Is only derivative. So therefore, we val that you have a mitzvah zalovon, and the mitzvah zalovon you could mekayim, and the tchelis is only derivative, even though you are oines, you're not putting to the matzah of oines, not that you're doiched the tchelis. Because the word is that the lovon is a mitzvah, and that mitzvah is primary, and the second one is derivative, the primary takes the derivative away. So kumtaro is that the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is very givaldic. Is mitzvah sloven and mitzvah tcheles, but they are different. Mitzvah sloven is a mikzah on the baget, mitzvah tcheles is a din on the loven. Now the question is, according to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot, as we just saw before, that the whole mitzvah is the same, why are they so different? If taket is the same mitzvah and the same tachlis, why are they separate tzuras and mitzvah, that one's a din the baget, one's a din the loven? So to ask all these three questions are, the first question is on par helem dovo shel tzibur, that we have the halacha, the machshava here needs to have a kapara, but why is it brought here, not in the parsha of Avodah Zarah, or in the parsha of Parhelim Dovar by Kohod Averis? Dinya Mekoshesh, why is Mekoshesh here, not the Lechoy Shabbos? And why? And the chidush of the Mekoshesh is that the miss of the Mekoshesh is a miss of Avodah Zarah. And the tzitzis is why the Tcheles and the Lovan are the same. Why is the loven, the tcheles, a din on the loven and not a din on the bag? It is not a primary mitzvah to put tcheles to put tzitzis. Here's what should the tzitzis. See, the mitzvah is the tcheles, the mitzvah is the tzitzis. Why is that so if they have the same kivu? To answer all this, I want to go into the concept of what we spoke about the chet of the beraglim. Chet of beraglim, we saw, is the gmar of the chet of Etz Hadas. The chet beraglim is the gemar of the chet of the eagle. And the chet eagle is a madura tinyon of the chet etzadas. Right? That we know, amani amarti loiki me'at avnium kulchem, poskas who are Muslim, they're supposed to live forever. When they had the chet eagle, they were me'akiv. And they didn't die forever, they didn't live forever, they died. And Rashi says that the Beraglim is the Gmar. That's why it says, Tisu eschataschem, Rabbi Yom Pokti Pokad Devonisechem. He had it here, it says in the plural, Tisu eschataschem, the loss of the plural because it's Chet Beraglim and Chet Ha Egel. Now the question is, what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is because, as I told you, they were supposed to live forever. And as we saw last week, the Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaMeraglim were, which Erev Rav, which I even mentioned, is Begimatria, Das, because the concept of the Chet, they were supposed to mesak in the Chet Etzadas. And the Chet HaEgel brought the Chet Etzadas in potential again, and it became realized in the Chet HaMeraglim. And the idea is the following. Why? Because what was Chet Etzadas? Chet Etzadas is before, like the Rambam says, there was no need for Das because everything was Chaim Memoves, there was no Tovera. And as we saw in the Reb Chaim Volozher, in his Hagoh, in the Nefesh HaChaim, because the world before was a world of clarity, and Chet Etzadas, he brought a world of unclarity, of a lack of vision, that you needed today something to bring clarity to it. And this is the Chet of the Eagle. Chet Eagle created a world that's separate, that we needed a shore, we needed a manhig here, because we wanted to live in a world that needed a manhig. The manhig is the Bechinas Das, right? That's why it's called Dor Dea. They were supposed to have Das, and the Eagle was supposed to be Madrech, to allow them to differentiate, because we needed to live in a world that needs differentiation. So in the Chet of Das, they created a need for Das, which the Chet HaEgel, where does it come out? That you make the Chet, the mistake, when you go to Eretz Yisrael and the Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim is showing the limitation of Das and how Das does not work. So therefore you brought now the Chet Etzadas. We saw last week that there were two confusions. We know Chazal said that there were three possibilities of the Chatoim. It could have been one of them, Mandomer says, the Gemara Sanhedrin, one Mandomer says, the Eitz Sheocha Adabarishon was the Geffen, right? Because the Yain is maybe Yelol Ala Odom, or it could be the Chita, because in the Tinuk Yodeh Likris Abba Vima She Tom Tam Dogen, or it could be Teina, because Badova Bechet Sheosu Boin Iskapru. Those are the three. So it explains by the moral that there's no Machloikes, there are different aspects of Chet Etzadas. And the word, the Havonos Advarim, is Lechora, there are three confusions that the world brought. Because we live in a world which is three-dimensional. We have the dimension of width, the dimension of length, and the dimension of depth. And that's the word. There is one which is what's called the length, which is something called the diachronic. And that's the chet of the chita. The chet of the chita is, so there's a confusion of when you see a product, you don't know how to connect to before, to connect to the shortage, to connect to the source. That's the chet of the chita, because before the chita, the bread came out of the ilan. Like the Medrash says, and like the Gemara says, Losid Lovoi, that the etz achita brought gluskois. Today, the chita brings the chita, and you have to go through the dimleches apas to create the gluskois. It appears to be ma'ase odom. So it's very hard to connect to the source. Tama etz and tama pri are not shove. So that's the first confusion, that the final product that you do in the Olam Hazeh can't connect to the shoresh. You don't know where to connect to, how to connect to. That's the chet number one. That's a diachronic, that's keneged the height. Then there is one chet, which is keneged the width, which is the synchronic. That things in this world, you don't know how to separate it, to refer what's good and what's bad, and that's the concept of the yain. The yain today is the ability to take away, the ability to differentiate between our homon and Baruch Mordechai. That became a yelol alodah, that's why be'atzmo, it became a tikkun, right? In the world, that's why it's a yelol alodah, because in the world it needs das, yain today takes away das, so it brings you to a way that you cannot function in this world. That's why on Purim, it's a mitzvah de lo yoda, because the tamino eitz, you come to mesak and the chet etz adas. Yain represents that concept that you can't differentiate. Because what's yain is something that went through a process of destruction, when the process of fermentation, which is a process of spoilage, and the spoilage in itself created the tikkun. So it shows that what appears to be spoiled is not spoiled. Afuch, what appears to be spoiled is actually a tikkun, is actually good. That's a diachronic. That's what we saw. However, so that's the idea. So, however, there, and this is the concept of the chet. The concept of the chet that created a confusion, the synchronic and diachronic. The tikkun for that is the nesochim and the challah that we saw last week. Now, the pasuk tells you that by the chet of avodah zarah, and that exists in this world, which is the synchronic and the diachronic, you don't know where you came from, you don't know what's right, that would cause avodah zarah. The avodah zarah, the shortage of avodah zarah is that confusion, is the synchronic and diachronic. That's why we said, why is the parhelem dovah shel tzibur? Because the parhelem dovah shel tzibur tells the avodah zarah, the shortage is b'machshava. What means the shortage is b'machshava? The shortage is b'machshava, which is the chet yetzadas. So avodah zarah is not the ritual, what's also. What chet in avodah zarah is the lack of hakara. And dafka by perhalim shol dovah shel tzibur, that's parhelem dovah shel tzibur, that the chet is b'machshava, that you are actually matir to do avodah zarah. The best din was matir avodah zarah. The confusion is such that you don't know what is what, you don't know what's right and what's wrong, and you know where you came from. So those two chatoim, no matter how you mesaken, you can come to a situation where you have par helem dovah shel tzibur by avodah zarah, that a bezdin can make a mistake that avodah zarah is mutar. And that the shoresh is b'machshova. Therefore, it is telling you, how is shayach such a machshova to be in such a terrible situation? Because of chet etzadas. So the pasuk comes and brings you here to tell you that the chet etzadas, which is the chet ameraglim, ki chozuk mimenu, we need an avoida to mesakin, which is avoida sachita, which is chala, and avoida of nesochim, but no matter what, the confusion is such that even the bezdin, the Sanhedrin, can make a mistake to allow avoida zora. And teo chazal, that this, you is a korban, that you bring the oil first, because the shorish is b'machshova. And the same idea is the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh tells you that Shmiras HaShabbos, if you are not Shomer Shabbos on every week, that's the beginning of Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah starts B'machshova. And Shabbos is the Tikkun HaMachshova. So don't think the Chilul Shabbos is a problem of Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is that if you don't work to be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you live in a world that will lead you to Avodah Zarah. So the chidush is chet etzadas makes the need for chilul Shabbos into a lot of avodah zarah. That's why it's here. When does chilul Shabbos become avodah zarah? Dafka by the world that needs das, or the chet etzadas. But that's the high concept of minus. That's a concept that you don't know what's right and what's wrong. That's a confusion of the shoresh. That's a confusion of minus. But there is a third, which is the concept of death, that after Chetes Hadas is the one that almost says Teina. Teina is the shoresh ataiva. Why is something very sweet? The Gemara always calls the Teina is something the Gemara says is something very sweet. Teina, the reason why we created Alei Teina is because Chetetz Adas created that today we have Kosnos Oyer, we have a world of surface, we have a superficial world, we have a skin covering our neshamas, that the goof becomes a barrier and some kind of a cover to the inside. The concept of the klipa. That's why they had to create a tikkun, which is the tikkun abege, to be moitzi, the attraction of the goof, because the goof becomes erva. Only became erva at that point because the goof became a barrier to the neshama. That's the only way to take it away is to remove the goof by having a baguette. That idea is the idea that the goof becomes, because Pirkei Rabbeleizer says before Chetetz Adas, what was the skin of a person? It was made out of nail. It is translucent. It's something which is that you could see through. That was before Chetetz Adas. Chetetz Adas created a skin that creates a barrier that covers and hides the essence. Tzitzis is the tikkun abegad, which is tikkun ataiva. For it's asur achre levavchem v'achre inechem, achre levavchem v'achre inechem are the two parshas. The first parshas are the parshas aminus, achre levavchem zo minus, and tzitzis is the parsha. That's what the Gemara says. The tzitzis that Mandom, the Aboira that wanted to do znus, and with the tzitzis came and hit him on the face, because tzitzis is the one that takes away that, is the tikkun abeged. And how is the tikkun abeged? Because the beged, there is a hemshech, like the Rambam says, there is a kanaf that extends, miloshon tzitzas aroish, that takes the baguette and extends it to beyond. That tells you, don't look at the surface, look at something deeper and beyond. The tzitzis deflects from the surface, from the superficial, from the cover, into something very deep, very beyond. Tells you, the baguette expands, look beyond, don't stay here, look to something beyond. Because once you look to something beyond, like Zalman said, once you go to Google Earth, then you lose the surface and you go into the pneumius. The more you see into something much greater. So the tzitzis is the one that leads you and connects you to something. It's an extension of the baguette. Tells you the baguette, you should look into something beyond. The baguette expands. It's something beyond. Don't focus on the surface. There's something much deeper, much higher. So the tzitzis is telling you to look away, to show you that you should expand your vision. Where should you look to? How do you direct that? That's the tcheles. Tcheles is a din of the tzitzis, is because once you see it, you deflect from the surface into something much beyond, into something much bigger, into something much deeper. The question is, where should you look? And tcheles tells you that if you look in the rekia, you go first to the yam, and the yam is over to the rekia, and the rekia is kisyakov, and it tells you how to get there. So the idea is, zikr, both of them, is to deflect and to see something deeper. Tzitzis tells you to go something deeper. It tells you to look beyond. Where and how is the mitzvah of tcheles? So says the Rambam, both of them are din of Uris and Moisoi, but they're very different. First, you have to expand your vision, and then you have to define how to go about that vision. So that's the idea. Tcheles is a din on the loven. First, you have to have the loven, which is an extension of the baguette. And then, once you have the loven, you could define it to the tcheles, which is the tachlis kol atzvoim, tells you to look to the infinity. So Emel is very gewaldic. This is the gemar of Chetetz Adas. First, we go the parsha. It's always dealing with the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim has the issue of minus, which is synchronic and diachronic, and that's Chala and Nesochim. Mimela, you have that even with Chala and Nesochim, you have to realize that in this world it's so confusion that you could have Helim Dover Shul Tzibur, that you could mamish make a mistake on Avodah Zorah. Bezdin can make a mistake, and the only way to take it away is to have the reminder of Shabbos. And then it tells you that there is a third component of that, which is the component of Taiva. And the component of Taiva is that you shouldn't look. You should look not into the goof, but you realize that the goof expands and extends beyond. Don't stop at the surface. Look to beyond the surface. How do you look to beyond? You see the bag. The bag that extends. And the Tcheles tells you where to look beyond. So that's Parshas Shlach.